This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a meeting with leading economists and subject matter experts at Niti Aayog today as part of the government's ongoing consultations ahead of key economic decisions. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will also take part in the interaction, which is expected to focus on a wide range of economic issues. The meeting is likely to serve as a platform for experts to share their views and assessments on the country's current economic situation and future priorities. Mr. Modi is expected to listen to suggestions and perspectives from economists on the upcoming Union Budget. Discussions are also likely to cover areas where further reforms may be required to support growth, strengthen macroeconomic stability, and address emerging challenges. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah arrived in West Bengal last evening to participate in a series of organizational meetings and programs. He was received at Damdam Airport by BJP State President Samik Bhattacharya and leader of opposition Suvendu Adhikari. During his visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to hold several high-level meetings with state party office bearers today and tomorrow to discuss electoral strategies for the upcoming polls. His first key organizational meeting is scheduled to take place in Bidhannagar today. In West Bengal, reports of harassment of special role observer C. Murugan came to light at a hearing center in South 24 Parganas district yesterday. It has been alleged that booth-level agents too of Trinamool Congress protested when C. Murugan came to the hearing center in connection with the SIR in West Bengal. Earlier, on Sunday, Trinamool Congress General Secretary and MP Abhishek Bandyopadhyay told the party's BLA too to attend the hearing centres across the state. The Election Commission of India declined permission for the BLA too to enter the hearing centres in the SIR process. Reports of arguments between the personnel associated with the hearing phase and the Trinamool Congress BLA too came from almost all districts of West Bengal yesterday. India's industrial production growth, as measured by the Index of Industrial Production or IIP, surged to a 25-month high of 6.7% in November this year on an annual basis. The IIP staged a solid comeback, edging higher from upwardly revised rate of 0.5% in October. The IIP growth had previously hit a high of 11.9% in November 2023. According to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, this surge in the industrial output was driven by 8% growth in manufacturing sector. Defence Research and Development Organisation or DRDO has successfully conducted the maiden flight test of the Pinaka long-range guided rocket at the integrated test range Chandipur. The rocket was tested for its maximum range of 120 kilometers, demonstrating all in-flight maneuvers as planned. The Defense Ministry said that the long-range guided rocket impacted the target with textbook precision. It added that all deployed range instruments tracked the flight throughout its trajectory. Union Civil Aviation Minister Kenjarapura Mohan Naidu will flag off the inaugural flight of Dhruv NG helicopter in Bengaluru today. The advanced light helicopter, Next Generation Dhruv, is the civil variant of the indigenous helicopter that was showcased by HAL in the 2025 Aero India show. This 6 to 14 passenger helicopter is capable of playing civil roles like tourism, VIP transport, disaster and flood management, and offshore missions. It features indigenous Shakti engines and enhanced features for civil certification. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 international at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur, led women in blue, will look to clean sweep the series as they are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.